Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Let's go live first to Tokyo, where it's been lashing rain on the athletes at the Olympic Stadium in the last hour ahead of some big finals within the next hour. It's been a difficult day for most of the Irish, but a good day for Irish show jumper Austin O'Connor. But as we've been hearing, the big story at the Olympics today is happening away from the Games. It's centred on a Belarusian athlete, sprinter Kristina Siemianowska, seeking asylum after refusing to board a flight home she said she was being forced to take against her wishes by her team. Des Cahill is at the Olympics for us. Des, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is, as you heard in the news bulletin, she has entered the Polish embassy, and we hear, unconfirmed, but Reuters reporting that her husband has entered Ukraine. And the Japanese government have been strong in saying that the athlete had been kept safe while Tokyo 2020 organisers and the IOC checked her intentions. People may know that the IOC have taken a stance against Belarus's Olympic Committee in the run-up to the Games following the nationwide protests that have gone on in Belarus. And in March, the IOC refused to recognise the election of President Lukashenko's son Viktor as the head of their country's Olympic Committee, and both Viktor and his father, President Lukashenko, have been banned from attending the Games here. So, look, the athlete has been part of a group that called the Belarusian Sports Solidarity Foundation, and they support athletes who've either been jailed or sidelined for their political views. So she went on Instagram and said that she had spoken on Instagram about the negligence of our coaches, and as a result she was being removed from the Olympic Village and brought home. And at the airport she got the police involved and said she worried for her safety at home, and that's where it escalated into this international row, and it's now reached a very serious situation, and it is the story that has dominated today. But as I say, she is now in the Polish embassy, and interesting, when she arrived there, two women, one carrying the red and white flag considered the symbol of opposition in Belarus, came to the gates to support her. So she's safe, which is the main thing. Meanwhile, back here, the dreams of a lot of athletes on the track and field are really being affected by this weather. It's buckling down, as he said. With the latest on what's happening, here's Greg Allen.
Yeah, actually, that weather has had a real effect on one event in particular. The discus circle is dangerous, so that has been suspended, the final of the women's discus. But American Valerie Allman, just while the circle was dry, put in a throw of 68 metres 98, and so with two rounds gone, she is the clear leader, and she is really the darling of discus throwing. Overall, from the Irish perspective, it's been a day of disappointment. Now, we heard earlier this morning about the three Irish in action. Ciara McGeehan went to the first race of the day in the heats of the 1500. She was 10th in 4 minutes, 7.29 seconds, way below her best. And afterwards, it was revealed that she had injured her calf muscle in a training session last week. That curtailed her final preparations, and she was only able to resume weight-bearing exercise a couple of days ago at the Irish holding camp. Now, clearly that took an edge off her ability to go with the pace when the surge was made with just over a lap to go. She was well positioned before that, but ultimately she was just unable to put in the same kind of wonderful finishing surge that we saw from her in Rio in the heats when she stormed into the semi-final. But that was 5 years ago, and I'm afraid today, no qualification for Ciara McGeehan. Nor for Sarah Healy, who admitted afterwards to letting the occasion get to her, and the 20-year-old former European under-18 champion with buckets of ability. But she finished 11th today in Heat 3, but she'll surely gain a great deal from that as she goes to Paris as a 23-year-old, hopefully, in 3 years' time. No qualification either for Phil Healy in Heat 6 of the 200 metres in a season's best time of 23.21 seconds, in which she was fifth of five starters. The morning session gave us two stirring gold medal event performances. Miltiadis Tentoglou of Greece winning the men's long jump on count and count back. That means that he and also the Rechavaria of Cuba both jumped 8 metres 41, but Miltiadis Tentoglou of Greece on the very final round won it on count back. Jasmine Camacho Quinn of Puerto Rico, she won the women's 100 metres hurdles, and she's coached by Dubliner John Coughlin, the winning time 12.36 seconds. This evening we've seen the 2012 Olympic champion Karani Janes of Grenada look right back to his best, cruising into the 400 metres final in 43.88. One of the most anticipated finals of the entire programme of track and field, the women's 400 metres hurdles has seen the world record holder Sydney McLaughlin sail into the final.
In eventing, Cork's Austin O'Connor has made it through to this evening's final, the show jumping, while the Irish team has finished in 8th place overall of 14 teams. Yesterday on Colorado Blue, Austin O'Connor had a great clear round in the cross country. He was in 20th place heading into the show jumping phase, and he lowered just a single fence during the show jumping, moved up to 18th and comfortably makes the final. Carlos Sam Watson finished in 30th place on Flamenco. Meade Sarah Ennis on Woodcourt Garrison was 36th. Sam Watson reflected afterwards on the Irish team performance.
We've come here and we've done okay, but we're better than that. You know, we are medal contenders, and we didn't perform like medal contenders today. Austin put in a super phase yesterday. I think my lad was very unlucky to be penalised yesterday. So, look, there's a couple of good phases in there, but we'll be taking a lot to learn and improve on that.
In diving, Oliver Dingley, a finalist at the Rio Olympics, only managed to finish 25th of 29 competitors. His score was 335, and with only the top 18 advancing, it was a huge disappointment for him, as he had hoped to build on his performance in Rio.
It's one of those things. I've experienced the highs and the lows of the Olympic Games. I feel a bit useless after that one, but at the same time, it's been a 5 years. I feel very proud to be able to stand up on that diving board, my friends, family, loved ones, and represent the country. So it's hard to take in a sport like diving, where the smallest of mistakes in the air costs you. It really emphasises the mistakes, especially. So it's like a bit of a chain reaction. So it was a hard one to claw, especially after my second dive. Feel a bit useless with it, but at the same time, I feel very proud to get to stand there on a diving board. And the last dive, I tried to take it all in a little bit more and put a bit of a smile on my face.
Tough on him. He's going to go back and resume his media studies. He says he'd like to become a radio producer. Elsewhere, Simone Biles will compete in tomorrow's balance beam final, the last women's event on the gymnastics schedule. It'll be the first time she'll be seen in Tokyo following her withdrawal from last Tuesday's team final. Elsewhere, the United States women's soccer team have been surprisingly beaten 1-0 by Canada in their semi-final. Canada will play either Sweden or Australia in the final. In hockey, the Indian women's team caused a surprise. They beat the world number 2 side Australia 1-0 in the quarterfinals today. And finally for now, Gavin, New Zealand's Laurel Hubbard, the 43-year-old, has become the first openly transgender athlete to compete at an Olympic Games in the women's weightlifting competition.
Des, thank you.